So from a historical background, when I first started as a breast care nurse, all those years ago in 1990, it was very much variable across the UK. Some units were doing auxiliary sampling, and of course the problem with auxiliary sampling is that you might sample the wrong nodes and be misled to believe that the patient is node negative. And some units were doing auxiliary dissection, and of course the problems with that are in relation to the more associated morbidity, so lymphedema, affected arm function, etc. So then we had the sentinel node biopsy papers, and we saw from the sentinel node, so that is where, I'm sure you all know about that, patients have the radioactive and blue dye, and the sentinel node, so the lymph node that primarily drains the tumour, is removed. And then the patients wait until the final histology to know whether that sentinel lymph node was positive or not. And if it's positive, they come back in for auxiliary clearance. We know that about, when the Almanac study was published, it was about 25 to 30% of patients were found to have node-positive disease. But it's probably with increased technology in ultrasound and pre-diagnostic, down to about 20-25% now of patients will need to come back in. So we had reduced length of stays, reduced associated morbidity, but the negative impact was that, or is that, it's a second procedure. And therefore there's increased costs coming back in, and also for patients it sort of delays them moving on to their adjuvant treatment.